Let's go to Tahrir Square, first of all, and speak to Phil Mackey. Phil, have you managed to speak to any more people?
Oh, gosh, loads. They just come up and say, you know, freedom, freedom, we're celebrating, what a great day. You know, they just love us as reporters today, and they are thanking us for coming and covering this. So, yeah, loads and loads of people. And the question I keep asking them is what happens next. They keep saying we want freedom, we want democracy, we want the kind of lifestyle that you have back in the West. I'm not sure that they all agree on the way to do that. It may be interesting what happens in the interim before the elections take place, but certainly that's the option. By the way, I've got a great view at the moment. I'm at the edge of Tahrir Square. I can see the fireworks in the distance, and I'm right by a massive tank. Now, this morning I came through here. This is the army checkpoint into Tahrir Square, and I tried to take a picture, and they told me no, politely, but they let me through. Now they're literally pulling the crowd up onto the top of the tank, shaking hands with everybody, and posing for a million photographs. If you look on Facebook, in about half an hour's time, you will see a million people individually standing with their arms around these soldiers sitting on top of a tank, and I think that symbolises a great deal of what happened here. The army didn't really get involved, and today a lot of people have been telling me they are grateful for that, and that's why they're waving the flag. Another guy's just got up there now, waving the Egyptian flag. Soldier in body, in his personal battle armour, sitting on the top of the turret of the tank, smiling for another photo. People are on Facebook.